Ronald Reagan cut taxes, cut government spending, and gave us peace through strength. Now you can celebrate this great president with a limited run, half-ounce silver coin from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. All qualified listeners who visit HannityGold.com this week will get a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. So go to HannityGold.com and get yours free while supplies last. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, what if your home's title, which is the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, that's called home title theft, and criminals all over the world can find your home's title online, and then they'll forge your signature, they'll take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, how do you know some criminal is not taking over the title to your home? You can find out with sign up at HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N.
And if you want a little bang in your yin-yang, come along.
You know, the Wall Street Journal reported this morning that 44% of economists expect a recession in the next year. Is that what you expect as well?
I don't think a recession is at all inevitable.
And I realize more than ever that as president, I need your help. I have been reminded again that all the legislation in the world can't fix what's wrong with America.
Freedom is back in style. Welcome to the revolution.
Yeah, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
The new Sean Hannity Show. More behind-the-scenes information on breaking news and more bold, inspired solutions for America. This is a special edition of The Sean Hannity Show. America trapped behind enemy lines. Day number 313.
And day 326, since Joey, your president, promised he would not abandon our fellow Americans in the Islamic Emirates of Afghanistan. Maybe while he's over in Saudi Arabia, maybe he can go meet with the Taliban and negotiate their release, considering he's meeting with the pariah nation of Saudi Arabia and the guy that he believes killed a journalist, Jamal Khashoggi. Why not take a stop over, see if he can bail out those Americans that even Winkin' Tony Blinken admits still are trapped behind enemy lines in Afghanistan. I might as well get the green card holders that legally have the right to live in America and maybe grab our Afghan allies and maybe grab all the billions in sophisticated weapons equipment, the billions that he left behind. Why not do that while you're out there instead of just kissing the ass of the crown prince, begging him for the oil that we refuse to make domestically here, or it's insane. We're living in insane times. All right, we start with some good news. U.S. Supreme Court ruled 6-3 that New York State's regulations that make it difficult to obtain a license to carry a concealed handgun were unconstitutionally restrictive, and that it would be easy and it should be easier to obtain such a license. The existing standard required of an applicant is to show, quote, proper cause, meaning they get to decide if you get your Second Amendment rights or not, if you're seeking a license, and allowed New York officials to exercise discretion, which pretty much denied everybody. You had to show real need. Like in my case, 1,000 death threats is about, that'll usually get you there. But most people don't have that. What if you're carrying large amounts of money? What if you're just looking at the situation where crime and violence is so rampant in New York with a $1 billion cut to the NYPD and you want to protect yourself? Goes back to my conversation with former Mayor Comrade de Blasio. Comes into my TV studio And he comes in and he's got four NYPD detectives with him. They're all armed. And I ask him on the TV show, well, those guys are armed. They're protecting you. Shouldn't every New Yorker have the same rights that you have to protect themselves?
Average people, should they have the same safety you have? And if somebody breaks into their house, would you respect their right to have a firearm in their house?
Everyone deserves to be safe.
And
the answer is not for everyone to have a firearm any more than it's for every teacher to have a firearm.
So the answer is no.
I believe people have rights, but I also believe we need background checks. We need an assault weapon ban.
If you have
a waiting period for purchase.
And we went round in a circle. Anyway, so in this case, the petitioners in this case and respondents agree that ordinary law-abiding citizens have a right to carry handguns publicly for self-defense. And it was written by Clarence Thomas, a phenomenal opinion that he wrote. We agree and now hold, consistent with Heller and McDonald, that the Second and 14th Amendment protect an individual's right to carry a handgun for self-defense outside of the home. Justice Clarence Thomas writing for the majority, because the state of New York issues a public carry licenses only when an applicant demonstrates a special need for self-defense, we conclude that the state's licensing regime violates the U.S. Constitution. You know, this is the irony here. You have an enumerated right in the Constitution. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Here it's being infringed. And here you have six justices upholding the Constitution of the United States. And then you got this other case. We're expecting a decision on Roe. And if the leaked draft opinion turns out to be what the final decision is, and I have no reason to believe it wouldn't, if that happens, then you got a case in Roe v. Wade where there is not an enumerated right to an abortion laid out in the Constitution or privacy laid out in the Constitution. And in that case, the Constitution actually provides through the 10th Amendment, well, the 9th and 10th, actually, if you want to be more specific, but the 10th Amendment, where it would become then the state's decision on what laws, restrictions they may or may not have as it relates to abortions. Now, what Americans are going to learn very quickly is abortion will remain legal in America, and in states like New York and New Jersey and Illinois and California, liberal states will have very liberal laws, and in some cases even allow abortion up until the moment of birth. And of course, you have the famous Governor Northam. I'll explain what this law means. Well, first, the baby will be born and we'll make the baby comfortable. Then the woman will have a conversation with the doctor whether the baby gets to live. That's called infanticide. That is called murder. Anyway, so this was the case, New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus Braun, which is the first major gun rights case before the Supreme Court in more than a decade. In oral arguments, it seemed likely that the court's conservative majority would rule against the state. Why isn't it good enough to say I live in a violent area and I want to defend myself? Was a question Justice Kavanaugh asked. And Sam Alito, in an exchange with New York Solicitor General, recognized that if a applicant stated that they leave work late at night and have to walk from a subway station through a high crime neighborhood to get home, that person would be denied because, what, they didn't cite a specific threat? How is that consistent with the core right to self-defense, Alito asks. Again, basic, simple, fundamental questions. You know, I ask all you liberals out there, and we live in a violent society. And especially if you live in a city like New York or Chicago or L.A. or San Francisco, a lot of violence out there. Now we also live in an era of defund, dismantle, no bail laws. What are you going to do? Tell me what you will do if these violent criminals break into your house. Are you going to call 911? Okay. Even with the best response time, whatever that criminal has planned to do, it's going to happen. And regardless of how great the response time might be. So it really doesn't matter. So anyway, it's a big victory, the biggest since the Heller decision. And I think Justice Thomas, it's worth a read. We'll put it up on Hannity.com. And, you know, Clarence Thomas has been dead on accurate the entire time. Anyway, Thomas said the court has little difficulty concluding also that the plain text of the Second Amendment protects Koch's and Nash's proposed course of conduct, carrying handguns publicly for self-defense. Nothing in the Second Amendment text draws a home/public distinction with respect to the right to keep and to bear arms, and the definition of bear naturally encompasses public carry. Moreover, the Second Amendment guarantees an individual right to possess and carry weapons in case of confrontation, and confrontation can surely take place outside the home. In turn, that would now, today's ruling will overturn similar laws in six other states like California, Connecticut, Delaware, Hawaii, Maryland, Massachusetts. And so it's a big win. We'll see how this is why elections matter. Just like elections matter, you should pay attention to what politicians tell you, like Joe Biden telling you that he is going to eliminate fossil fuels. You see the consequences associated with that. Anyway, Biden has commented on this. I said, Jill, if there's ever a problem, just walk out on the balcony, walk out, grab that double barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house, Biden said. Remember back Joe was trying to prove how pro-gun he was? He told that story, how he advised Jill on how to protect herself when she was home alone. If there's ever a problem, walk out on the balcony and grab the double barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house. You don't need an AR-15. It's harder to aim, he said. It's harder to use. In fact, you don't need 30 rounds to protect yourself. Buy a shotgun, he said. Buy a shotgun. All those days of being pro-Second Amendment are over for Biden, of course, because he's now leading the climate alarmist, left-wing, radical socialist religious cult. But he released a statement. He said, since 1911, the New York State has required individuals who would like to carry a concealed weapon in public show a need to do so for the purpose of self-defense to acquire a license. By the way, I speak from personal experience. It is a hard, arduous, difficult process, and you really need to make the case. And more than a century later, the U.S. Supreme Court has chosen to strike down New York's long-established authority to protect its citizens. No, they've erred on the side of the Constitution, Joe. Something that I guess you're not really understanding. You know, what's sad about this is at the same time, you had this vote to proceed with this legislation in the Senate that, okay, I'm all for monies for mental health issues for people, maybe. I'm surely in favor of people, police monitoring, you know, crazy people online for threats, because we often find out after they commit acts of violence that they were telegraphing the whole time what they plan to do. But I'm having a hard time understanding the 14 Republicans that would buy into these red flag laws. Now, the way they're going to say they're not supporting it is they're going to send money to the states that do support it. So that means, let's say you have a fight with your wife, your husband, or your girlfriend, your boyfriend, or maybe a neighbor, and that person makes a complaint, says you're unsafe and unstable, and you made a threat that you never made. Then immediately your Second Amendment rights are taken away from you, and then you have to fight to get back your rights based on an allegation of somebody that happens to hate your guts. That's insanity to me. Anyway, so it looks like it will expand background checks for buyers under 21, provide grants to implement their own red flag laws. That is the most troubling by far to me. Offers additional funding for both school safety measures. If you want to protect schools, this is not complicated. I've been telling people what to do. Give kids the same protection in every school in America that we give our elected officials. And that is armed security. Every school should have one point of entry. Every school should have a metal detector. Every person that walks into that building must go through that metal detector. I go through metal detectors all the time. Doesn't bother me. I could care less. You know, if you go to a concert, you go to a hockey game, whatever you do, you have to, you know, you have to go through a metal detector. You get wanded. If you hang out with Sweet Baby James and fly with him, you're going to get wanded again and again and again, and your bags are going to be opened repeatedly. Don't ever travel with Sweet Baby James. He's got written all over his back, wand me. Anyway, that's a side note. But anyway, it's not that big a deal. And then one point of entry with an emergency contingency in case, God forbid, there's a fire. You should probably have alarms on any door that opens during the course of the day. But you need retired police, military that are trained to protect the children in the school. And they're there on the ground in the classrooms and walk in the halls in case something happens. Guess what? We won't have any more school shootings if we do that.
We can protect our kids. Why aren't they proposing that as legislation, these dopey Republicans? I'm so disgusted with all of them, all 14 of them, 15 of them, whatever it is. Because you know what? They're not solving the problem. This is feel-goodism. This is, you know, symbolism over substance. It won't do a thing. And what's going to happen in the next incident when it's a different firearm that's used? Or what if it's a case like the Boston bombing, the Marathon bombing? What are they going to do in that case? People that have evil intentions will find a way to kill people. Unfortunately, evil exists. I wish it didn't. By the way, our friends at the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they always deliver on their promise, each mortgage-free home, to do good and never forget the sacrifices that America's heroes have made for all of us, the people that have risked their lives for their country and their communities. Well, they now need your help. We're talking about Gold Star, fallen first responder families with young kids, our nation's most catastrophically injured first responders and vets, even homeless service members. They need our help. U.S. Marine Corps Corporal Christopher Greer was a firefighter, an EMT in Ashland City, Tennessee, and he was deployed to Afghanistan. He was 25. He gave his life serving our country. And Corporal Greer was survived by his wife and their children. His wife's name is Stacy. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation paid off their family mortgage. Now, for some families, the foundation brings the comfort of knowing they can stay in the home where they made memories with their fallen loved ones. For others, the foundation enables new memories to be cherished forever. But it's only possible with your financial support. They're asking all of us, you know, we're talking about two Starbucks a month, 11 bucks a month, committed to their website, the letter T, the number two, the letter T.org. T, the letter two, I'm sorry, the number two. The letter T, the number two, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
When the world gives you insanity, he gives you common sense solutions.
This country needs a course correction immediately.
Find your station at Hannity.com and listen 3 hours a day.
Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash. No tooth fairy or piggy banks. No more selling extra items for cash. A digital dollar means your life could depend on the internet, electricity, and people you don't know. Plus, it means every penny you have could all be tracked. So goodbye to privacy. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to Goldco and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver, including Sean Hannity. Sean has personally bought metals from the top-rated company, Goldco, who has an excellent reputation. They've placed over $2 billion in gold and silver, and right now they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. So call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD to learn how you could get started today. Tell them Hannity sent you and see if you qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
We found the clip of Joe Biden advising his wife what to do if there's trouble at the Biden compound.
So she's asking if a ban goes into effect on certain kinds of weapons and high-capacity magazines.
And what's her name?
Kate.
Kate, if you want to protect yourself, get a double-barrel shotgun, have the shells, a 12-gauge shotgun, and I promise you, as I told my wife, we live in an area that's wooded and somewhat secluded. Said, Jill, if there's ever a problem, just walk out on the balcony here, or walk out, put that double barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house. I promise you, whoever's ever coming in is not going to. You don't need an AR-15. It's harder to aim. It's harder to use. And in fact, you don't need 30 rounds to protect yourself. Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
A shotgun. And then shoot it twice in the air.
You can't make this stuff up. Now you've got the left just losing their collective minds. Keith Olbermann, I guess, came out of retirement to weigh in on courts that should ignore the Supreme Court, ignore the law of the land, ignore your Constitution. Here's what he said. Anyway, it was a tweet. I'm sorry. Oh, okay. I thought they didn't see that. You know what's funny, Linda? If you noticed, the FDA is now banning Juul e-cigs. And I said, well, if they ban it and make it illegal, I'll do it on TV.
You were the first person I thought of, literally the first person.
Oh, believe me, I've been hammered ever since. You know what the problem is? It's not illegal to possess. It doesn't restrict an individual consumer from possessing it or using it.
Just say you didn't inhale.
Just means I
just got
to work harder to buy it. You know, where are you going to find it? What is it going to be illegal to sell it, but you can have possession of it? Now, keep in mind, this is the same, you know, this is the same country that is legalizing weed everywhere. The same country that has open borders where fentanyl is crossing in, opioids crossing in every day.
They're giving out crack pipes.
Yeah, they're giving out the crack pipe kits. And in Oregon, you can have meth, you can have heroin, you can have fentanyl, you can do it in open use. But they're going to ban Juul pods.
The new Sean Hannity Show, talking about what's right for America, with a renewed commitment to keep you up to date on the breaking news stories.
All right, 25 to the top of the hour. So Keith Olbermann saying it's now become necessary to dissolve the Supreme Court of the United States. Why don't we just shred the Constitution while we're at it? This first step is for a state of the quote-unquote court has now forced guns upon to ignore the ruling. Great, you're a court. Why and how do you think you can enforce your rulings? Well, you can't arrest people that are carrying a gun because that would be it's now ruled constitutional. Whether you like it or not, but, you know, I'm sure the left is going to lose their minds, and this will be nothing compared to the reaction I bet we'll see when the Roe decision comes down. So I was very disappointed last night. Linda, were you watching the show? Did you see I held up my Juul last night?
Oh, yeah. Very so.
All right, if it's illegal for me to do it. Turns out this guy, Tommy Christopher, writes for Mediaite, pointed out that it is not. This takes all the fun out of me. You know, getting caught juuling on TV again. Well, I got caught twice already. But anyway, the announcement goes on that it does not pertain to, it pertains to commercial distribution. The FDA cannot and will not enforce against any individual consumer possession or use of Juul products or any other tobacco products. Now, here's the irony of
all. That makes no sense.
Oh, it makes no sense. But, by the way, think about the we're losing 300 people a week, young kids, to opioids because our borders are wide open. You would think people would be more concerned with that. You know, we're now giving out crack kits. Then they denied that they included the crack pipe. It turns out they did have crack pipes in them. The U.S. government makes $12 billion taxing cigarettes. Cigarettes are still available. And the difference is they're filled with carcinogenics, for example, chemicals, additives, so it burns at a certain rate. You know, they're not canceling that. The government's getting rich off of cigarettes. They probably make more than the tobacco companies in the end. Who knows? So they're getting rid of this, which a lot of people have used as a way of weaning themselves off. I used to smoke cigars, and when I was a kid, I smoked cigarettes, but I stopped that, and then I smoked cigars for a period, stopped that, and then chewed gum for a while, stopped that, and then, you know, here I am with this stupid vape thing that I use. It's kind of like a cup of coffee. I use the lowest amount of nicotine they have, 3%. It's nothing, 0.3%. And so they're doing this, but it's not illegal for me to have possession of it. It's not illegal. They can't, in other words, I'm home free. I can still vape away.
But how are you supposed to get it?
Somebody told me there is a run today all over the country.
Of course.
On Juul.
Because now they're free.
Pods.
And
then, by the way, there's all these other companies that are not banned. Why did they pick on Juul?
But that's the whole thing. I mean, from the beginning, you know, Juul was like the first one into the foray of this whole new genre of vaping. And I really don't understand. If we're going to be a nation that is literally saying that fentanyl can come across the border, we can give you the proper tools so that you can shoot up your heroin safely, you're not allowed to be arrested for smoking weed in the street, you know, now it's not even considered a misdemeanor, you know, everything is available, everything is okay, but the one thing that's not okay is a Juul. Why?
By the way, it took away all my fun. Because this FDA ruling does not restrict individual consumer possession or use. In other words, the FDA can't enforce against an individual that consumes their Juul or has possession of Juul products or any other tobacco products. So, oh, well, that took away my big moment that I could have been breaking the law on national TV. You know, I wonder if they would have come to arrest me now that it took away all the fun.
Absolutely. They were going to come to your house at 5 o'clock in the morning. They would have alerted CNN right
CNN
away, be outside,
be
frogmen,
yeah, the usual,
all the things, you know. And it's funny, too, because these are the Chum Gang guys, you know. This was we had Obama in the White House, remember? Oh, we had that whole
gang
montage we used to
play.
Back
memories.
My God. Forget about it.
So we did a report last night with Sarah Carter, and you know that they had this in Oregon, this law. I mean, this is crazy. They want to stop vaping, but in the state of Oregon, we now know drug addiction is increasing throughout cities, especially like Portland. Voters passed Measure 110 back in 2020. It decriminalized possession of small amounts of hard drugs like heroin and meth and cocaine and fentanyl. Sarah Carter showed us what an unmitigated disaster it's become in Oregon as a result. We'll see what the voters out there eventually decide to do, but the decriminalization, get this, LSD, its possession of fewer than 40 units was reduced from a Class A misdemeanor to a Class E violation, a maximum $100 fine. Can you believe that? Mushrooms, if you had those psychedelic mushrooms, $100 fine, reduced to that. Methadone, $100 fine. Oxycodone, $100 fine, max. Heroin, max, $100 fine. Possession, less than a gram of heroin. I mean, ecstasy, same thing. Cocaine, same thing. Meth, same thing. 2014, Oregon passed Measure 91, allowing legal recreational use of marijuana. Why are you going after Juul? Why? I mean, don't we have more important things to deal with? But they took away all my fun. I was going to break the law on TV tonight and see if that guy got arrested. No,
you should
now.
See. You should see if you get Hunter on and get Hunter's take on it. Say Hunter.
Yeah, exactly.
We're very curious what your take is on this. You know,
mean the
why
picture
is
of
your
him
dad
with
doing
the crack
this?
Pipe? Yeah, exactly.
I mean, seriously, give me a break.
It's just sad. This is where, you know, the country is headed. It's so illogical, and that's what's missing more than anything. So they want to create a nanny state. It's reminiscent of you know, big gulp era of nanny state Mayor Bloomberg when he was mayor of New York. You can't buy a big gulp, but you can buy 2 16-ounce Cokes, but you can't buy one big gulp. So you have to buy two separate ones. Unbelievable. You know, tip poll shows, get this, 53% of Democrats even blame Biden for inflation. 63% of independents, 61% of African Americans, 61% of Hispanics, 88% of Republicans. They're not winning the argument on any of these important issues. Even Democrats blaming Biden for inflation. Maybe they're beginning to wake up. Maybe they'll vote Republican. Who knows? There was an article today, and I've been warning you, this audience, we have been warned way ahead of the curve on this food shortage that is now coming. Now, the president of the National Black Farmers Association, this guy's an amazing guy, had him on TV, said that the worst is yet to come for American food shortages. And he literally said people are going to see rising cost of food in their local grocery stores in coming months. Food costs have now risen 12%, the largest increase since 1979, according to Axios. Farmers are feeling the pinch, high cost of diesel, fertilizer at record prices, seeds at record prices. Truckers are feeling the pinch. We've had all these truckers and all these farmers, great Americans, calling this program, warning you, my audience, exactly what the future is going to be. There was one story out in Barron's today. The global food crisis, quote, will kill millions by disease, according to the health executives that they quoted in this article. This is getting scary. I'll tell you, things are so bad. J.P. Morgan just laid off hundreds of workers in their home lending after the rate surge because interest rates go up. But guess what? Now it's at a 22-year low. People applying for loans. It is going to kill the building industry, and sales of existing homes is going to plummet. Home values will plummet right behind it. By the way, they were renting out a New York City apartment. A mob of apartment hunters lined up and waited for more than an hour to rent a 371 square foot, one bedroom, third floor walk up listed for $2,337. In what was a rent-controlled apartment, which, by the way, is also socialism, you know, and insanity, in my view. All of this, there was an article on Fox Business, retirement accounts lose trillions. Thank you, Joe Biden. Thank you, Joe. Great job. Half of Americans didn't save during the pandemic, leaving no savings cushion amid this recession fears. Two-thirds of Americans, I keep telling you, cannot keep up with what is happening with inflation, and they're living paycheck to paycheck. Now, this big gas tax holiday sounds great. By the way, I'll take the $20 or $30, whatever I'm going to save over the summer. But if you have a Toyota Camry, you're only going to save $21.60. If you have a Honda Civic, you'll save $19.10. If you have a Ford F-150, you're going to save a whopping $35.50 over the summer. Now, tell me, is that going to make a dent in the $5 a gallon gasoline? And there's absolutely no indication at all that gas prices are going to recede, because why should they? Because the market, the supply remains artificially low. And the people that are opposing this are the Democrats. Manchin says he's not a yes on this gas tax holiday, arguing electric cars pay nothing to maintain highways. And I've gone through all those numbers with everybody. And you pay 20 grand more, and then, oh, when you charge your vehicle, guess what? You're using fossil fuels. At least 80% of the electric grid comes from fossil fuel origins. 12% renewables, 8% nuclear. That's it. You're not going to save what you think you're going to save. Now, if Biden really gave a rip and cared, we know what he could do. We know that you can go back to the policies that were actually working, restart the Keystone XL pipeline, create more supply with new drilling permits, and stop demonizing the oil companies and gas companies, lift the ban on exploration in Anwar, you know, allow more fracking, get rid of these burdensome regulations that have made it impossible for companies to actually invest the monies that are needed to get the energy and domestically. And stop sucking up to Saudi Arabia, OPEC, Venezuela, and Iran. But he's not going to do any of these things. So we're doomed to keep paying higher prices because he's keeping his promise to eliminate fossil fuels. Now the elections kind of matter, don't they? By the way, on this January 6th thing, even one Politico correspondent said she spoke to two Democratic lawmakers who just... All right, a lot of ground to cover. When we come back, we'll check in with Senator Ted Cruz on the Supreme Court ruling today. We'll preview the Roe decision. Then later on, Mike Lee, by the way, a timely book he wrote, Saving Nine, The Fight Against the Left's Audacious Plan to Pack the U.S. Supreme Court and Destroy Liberty.
Ronald Reagan cut taxes, cut government spending, and gave us peace through strength. Now you can celebrate this great president with a limited-run, half-ounce silver coin from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. All qualified listeners who visit HannityGold.com this week will get a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. So go to HannityGold.com and get yours free while supplies last. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrner Less Lethal Pistol Launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, BYRNA.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.